Representative Greg Murphy, Coronavirus Lockdown Show China How to Take Over America Without Firing a Single Shot. By Robert Krajicek on November 3, 2020. Representative Greg Murphy, RNC, told Breitbart News on Tuesday that China has taken note of how government-decreed lockdowns in response to a viral outbreak can be used against America. China has now seen how they can take over the United States without firing a single shot, Murphy said on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Introduce a virus from China to the United States. Because we will cripple and we will attack each other based upon politics. Mandated shutdowns have led to increases in harm and death from various health problems due to furloughed medical services, Murphy noted. Murphy said, as far as lockdowns, if people stay at home and hide in shelter, yeah, it does decrease the spread of virus, but what does it also do? You have an increase in the number of people that have stayed home with chest pain and died at home of heart attacks. You have mental health that has just gone through the roof as far as problems. Suicides have gone up. Domestic violence has gone up. You have businesses that people have literally spent their entire lives putting together that now would be shuttered and closed, added Murphy. So you have to look at what cost has closing society been. Listen. Murphy warned of unclear epidemiological goals set by Dr. Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, with respect to the coronavirus outbreak. These infectious disease guys, their whole world revolves about pandemics, Murphy said. The question to Fauci is, what is the end point? Because that's what we surgeons do. We look for a plan and then we have an end point. What is the end point? Is it hiding from this virus until it goes away? That's not going to happen. At what cost have we done this? Asked Murphy. Murphy, a urologist, addressed the utility of masks in reducing the spread of infectious diseases. How effective they've proven to be and how effective they've portended to be, I think, are two different issues, Murphy remarked. When they do all these medical studies to work to look at masks, there is, in my opinion, good evidence that it does decrease droplet spread and viral spread, but that's in a laboratory. Murphy continued, the average person has no clue on how to wear a mask, number one. The masks that everybody's wearing, these things that they pull up above their nose from the neck, gaiters that never get washed, it's the difference between theory and practicality. I think in theory, masks are a good thing, but in reality they've not changed the needle, in my opinion. Whatsoever, Murphy assessed. Rising numbers of claimed coronavirus infections are linked to the volume of testing being done, Murphy noted. We're testing over 1.1 to 1.2 million people a day, Murphy stated. So when you test for something more in medicine, when you look for something more, you find it. Now that's not the only reason for an increase in cases, but it sure is a significant reason. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.